Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. They pillaged our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Loosed our chains, it's time for releasing. Calling that they can't breathe, they slain by the wicked police. Yet your garments Zion, they beautiful. Clothe yourselves in peace and just dust the dirt off your shoulders. Live in truth and get bolder and bolder. Live in justice and get bolder and bolder. Live in judgment and get bolder and bolder. Yah's gonna deliver us soon. Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. The city of Dawid, the holy city. Harzion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
Hallelujah. And praise the mighty Yah. Giving all praises unto the great Elohim, who is Yahweh. By saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And shalom, and welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I will be your host this evening. I am Moray Isha, here at the House of Israel, Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. We'd like to say shalom, praise the mighty Yah, to all our listeners and viewers tonight. For we do know that the only reason that you have tuned in to the word of Yah is because of your great fear and love towards the Almighty. And who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is an Elohim of knowledge, and Yahweh is the only Savior. And we're going to speak about this great Elohim tonight. And what are we going to be discussing? What we're going to discuss is, can you or will you hearken to the voice of Yah? And let's dive right into this. Last night, a great Elder Moray Ishaya, presented a very profound lesson dealing with the instruments of Yah. And what is an instrument? An instrument is something that is used to the end of completing a task. You have instruments of warfare. You have instruments of praise. You have instruments of eating. There are instruments throughout all works. And if you're an instrument of Yahweh, then how is he using you? What is he having you do? And it was very great on how the Moray was delivering the message that the Almighty wants you to know your purpose. So you know what you should be doing, what kind of instrument you are. All of the children of Israel are Yah's servants, and we are all his instruments. We have different duties. Let me show you something in the book of Jeremiah. I believe it's the 51st verse. Yes, I'm going to start in the 14th verse. It says, Yahweh of hosts, Jeremiah 51 and 14, Yahweh of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Yeah, understanding is an instrument. Wisdom is an instrument. And Yahweh used these things to make the earth, the heavens, and the seas. Verse 16, when he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heaven. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Yahakov, which is Yah, is not like them, for he is the former of all things. Yeah, Yah is the former of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Yahweh is our portion. And Jacob is his rod, an instrument. And he said in verse 20, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. So you have Israel, which is Yah's instruments of war, his battle axe. For thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy the kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also I will break in pieces the man and the woman. I will break in pieces with thee the old and the young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and unto all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith Yahweh. So you see, Yah will use Israel as a weapon of war, an instrument of war. You can also go to the book of Isaiah, 41st chapter. Just showing you and highlighting about being Yah's instrument. Because if you're going to hearken unto the word of Yah, then you're saying you're going to be an instrument. You're going to do what he tells you to do. When is the drumstick turning around to the drummer and saying, I don't want to play that tune. I don't want to beat that beat. The piano, when you strike the key, it doesn't talk back to you and rebel against you. But what does Yahweh's people do? Being his servant, being his battle axe, we have to understand if we're going to hearken unto the word of Yah. And in Isaiah, the 41st chapter, I'm going to start reading around the 13th verse. It says, for I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Yaakov, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith Yahweh, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in Yah, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, Yahweh, will hear them. I, the Elohim of Israel, will not forsake them. He said he will make of you a new threshing instrument having teeth, because he's going to put his word in you. And his servant will bring down nations with the word of Yah, because we're Yah's instrument. Now, do you want to be Yah's instrument? Do you want to be Yah's servant? And in being such, will you hearken to the word of Yah? What is the word of Yah that we should listen to this thing? Let me show you. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st or the 32nd chapter, we're going to start reading at the 44th verse. Well, let's get right to it. In verse 45. And I would like to praise the mighty Yah, because we did just come through a 40-day fast. And yesterday was the first night that we entered into a 40-night fast. In this beautiful covenant that we've made to go and seek Yah, is allowing us to find out what Yahweh has in store for those that humble themselves before the great Elohim. And look what he says in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 45. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words unto Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, you shall prolong your days in the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. You see, the word of Yah is your life. Again, within this fast, and if you made it through that 40-day fast at one point or another during the day, it had to have hit you that you was hungry and you knew you couldn't drink anything. And you might have been working. You might have been exercising. You might have been feeling happy and wanted to celebrate with a cup of juice or with a chicken wing, but you couldn't do it. You might have felt ill and you thought you needed to take some medicine, but you didn't do it. You came to the realization into the understanding that the word of the Most High is the truth. And it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live. That's what the word of Yah is. It's your life. It's your well-being. It's the thing that keeps you going. 40 nights, you might have had the thought that this is going to be a piece of cake. I don't got to eat at night, as long as I can eat during the day. But if you're a man or a woman that realizes there's a lot going on during the day, and when that night hits, especially in the winter, you forgot how much the night is your time to let your hair down, to fill your belly, to wet your palate, to get all into the things that you want to get into, but they're nowhere near sweet or as great if you can't eat or drink anything. And now you got to understand Yah's word is now the time to relax in the word of Yah. At night you want to smoke a joint, drink a beer, eat some food, relax, kick back, drink and eat and relax. Flip on the TV or something like that and just kick it. Eating chips, eating cake, midnight run, getting some ice cream. You're not doing none of that right now. Who are you going to relax in? Who are you going to rest in? Who are you going to seek refuge in? You're not going to argue all night because your voice is going to get all dried up. Who are you going to let settle your disputes? The only one that you should have been letting settle your disputes, giving you relaxation, giving you a peace of mind from the beginning, and that's Yahweh. But are you going to hearken to the word of Yah? The word of Yah is your life. And are you going to hearken to it? And you're saying, yeah, I'm going to hearken to it. I listen to Yah's word all the time. Well, go to the book of 1 Samuel. And in the book of 1 Samuel, we want to go to the 15th chapter. We're in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15. We're going to go right around the 20th verse. Well, let's just see. Start a little earlier. At verse 16. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what Yahweh hath said unto me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, When you was little, in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yah anointed thee king over Israel. And Yah sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of Yah. Now he said, why didn't you obey Yah's voice? And that word obey, you might look it up. In the Hebrew dialect language, and that word obey will come to be Shema. Why did you not obey? And what does obey mean? To follow out orders given to thee or given to you. Somebody tells you to do something, you do it, you obey them. Why did you not Shema the voice of Yah? What's Shema? You might have thought it just meant hear, but it doesn't mean to just hear. It also means to obey. Why did you not obey the voice of Yah? But you did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Yahweh. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have Shema, the voice of Yah. I obeyed Yah's voice and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me. And I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Well, isn't Agag an Amalekite? Ain't that just like Israel? I did that, and I brought you back a gift. Well, did Yahweh say bring a gift from the Amalekites? Agag was an Amalekite. Saul said, yeah, I obeyed the voice of Yahweh. And I have gone in the way which Yahweh sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh thy Elohim in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yah, also rejected thee from being king. And is that what we want our sentence to read? Do we want our sentence to read, because thou hast rejected the word of Yah, you're rejected from entering the kingdom of the Most High, from receiving the mercy of the Creator? We don't want that to be the sentence upon us. And the Most High is not going to make it convenient for you the way you see convenience. Yet, he will make it simple. He will make this crooked thing very straight. But we have to hearken and obey. Go to the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, because you might be thinking, man, I could listen to the word of Yah. Yah's word is my life. I could listen to his word. You can. You might think you do, or might think you will. But Yahweh, he said he tried the heart. He wants to see if you really want Yah's word. And in Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh till he come and rain righteousness upon thee. Now, why did I go here? Because Yah said, break up your fallow ground. And what's fallow ground for you and I? It's our hard-hearted selves. We hard-headed. Not just you, but me. And every Israelite that breathes is hard-headed. How can I make that claim? Because Yahweh is the one that said it. in the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. Again, what are we discussing? Will you hearken to the word of Yah? And in Ezekiel, the second chapter, I might have said third, but I believe I want the second chapter. And we're going to start reading in our Ezekiel, the second chapter, verse 3, where it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They said, they and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, for they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and they shall, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there have been a prophet among them, because the word of Yah will come to fruition," meaning it will bear fruit. But Yah let us know Israel is stiff-hearted. And what is fallow ground? Fallow ground is stiff ground, hard ground. But he said, break up your fallow ground. And we got to break that fallow ground. And you're going to have to do it if you're going to listen to the word of Yah, if you're going to hearken to the word of Yah. Now, why am I making such a point about will you hearken to the word of Yah? But you might be wondering, well, what is he trying to tell me? Well, first off, he's letting you know, you got to break up your heart. Break it down. And you're going to have to do that if you're going to listen to the word of Yah, if you're going to hearken to the word of Yahweh. Now, what did the children of Israel do when they was given the word of Yah in times past? How did they react? Well, let me show you how Israel reacted in the ancient time when the whole nation heard the voice and heard the word of Yah. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, which is a very famous chapter because it is where Yah's commandments that he spoke with his own voice to the whole nation of Israel directly. He didn't have anybody come and tell them. He spoke them. And he also wrote them with his own hand. And after he finished speaking his words, look how our people acted. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 18, it states, "And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die." This is the reaction our ancestors had because Yahweh frightened the living daylights out of us. He brought us into this wilderness. He brought us to this mountain, this high mountain. He burnt the top of this mountain. He lit it on fire. He made lightning and thunder. He caused the thing to smoke. He made trumpet sound in the heavens. And he spoke his word. And he scared all living daylights out of his people. And our people, in our fear and in our terrible fear and terror, went to the one man who brought us to this mountain, went to this man who brought us out of Egypt, who been telling us what Yahweh has been saying the whole time. And he said, nah, Moses, you tell us what he said. We'll listen. We'll hearken. We'll hear. We'll obey. That's why before this event happened, Moses went to Yah. Yah told the people the conditions of the covenant. And we said, all that Yahweh has said, we will do. Then Yah spoke to us and we said, Moses, if you tell us, we'll do what he say. We just don't want to hear and see this thing again. We're going to die. And Moses said unto the people, don't be afraid. Fear not. For Elohim is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. He wanted us to be traumatized, to be impacted. He wanted this thing to resonate down into the depths of our loins so that we can make sure we pass this message on to all those that proceed from us, that Yahweh is the great and terrible and jealous and living and awesome and mighty Elohim. And when he tells you to do something, we best do it, because this Elohim can take down mountains, can take you out of the greatest nation, can split the waters, can make waters run with blood, can bring darkness for 3 days. He wanted us to be impacted like you can never have been impacted before. But he didn't want you to be afraid of him, that you didn't want him to be able to approach you or you approach him. But Yahweh was okay with what the people requested. And I'll show you that in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, we'll start reading at verse 15. Where it states, Yahweh Elohim will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desired of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah, my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yah said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet, a Nabi, an inspired person from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak them unto all that I command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohim, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh hath not spoken? When a prophet shall speak in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh had not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. So Yahweh gave us this law. Yahweh gave us these statutes. Yahweh gave us this commandment on how we are to receive the word of Yah. And how is that? It's according to all that we desired. When we said, neither let us hear nor see this great thing. We hear Yah's voice. And we don't want to see these great thunderings. We just, look, you tell us what he said. And Yah said, that's cool. So I'm going to put my words in the mouth of your people. I'm going to put my word in the mouth of a black man and a black woman. I'm going to put my word in the mouth of a woolly-haired, dark-skinned man or woman with big nose, fat lips, high cheekbones, the exact image you was taught to hate. And are you going to allow your heart to deceive you because it's coming from the one you was taught to despise? Go to the book of Isaiah. And what are we discussing? Will you hearken to the word of Yah? Isaiah 53, verse 1. It reads, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Who's going to believe what I'm telling you about the Creator? I don't have all the trappings of these preachers whose hair is smoother than mine, skin lighter than me, eyes bluer than I have. But who's going to believe this report? To whom is the arm of Yah revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when ye shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Where do you think this came from? This idea that you are an African American. What kind of form is an African American? What kind of form is a people called black? What kind of thing is that? Why do you think we're attached to these things that give us no definition? When you looked at him, there was no beauty that you should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we were esteemed, and we esteemed him not. One of your European cousins step on the scene, tell you, eat vegetables, you run into the store. But one of your people tell you to eat vegetables, you're like, man, I don't know. Everything come from the earth is unclean. Didn't most I say you're going to die in a polluted land? Does it matter? We don't esteem our own selves. But are you going to let that stop you from hearkening to the word of Yah? Why would you do that? Don't you want to be delivered Don't you want to be granted access into the kingdom of Yahweh? Don't you want to be given the sure mercies of David? Go to the book of Isaiah 55. And let's start reading in verse 1. Where it states, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread?" Hold up. You telling me the bread I just got at the store, that's not bread? You telling me you can give me wine and I don't got to give you any money? You can give me the fat, the milk, and I don't have to give you any money? What are you talking about? What game are you trying to run on me? You see, like I'm telling you, in this 40-night fast, 40 nights of fasting from sustenance, who's going to be your wine? Who's going to fill you with a merry heart? Yahweh said, buy milk and wine without money and without price. You went and spent this money on bread, but it's not even bread. And you labor, you done worked, you done put your hands to your occupation. But what satisfaction have you just received? Hearken diligently unto me, he says. And you know what Yah said here? When he said hearken diligently, he said, Shema, Shema. Why? Twice. Because he wants you to hearken. And he wants you to do it unto me and eat ye that which is good and let your soul delight itself in fatness. If you listen to Yahweh and do what he says, then you're going to eat good and you're going to be delighting yourself in the riches that Yahweh has in store. Incline your ear unto me and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. All you have to do, all you're required to do to receive the sure mercies of David, to receive this everlasting covenant, is to listen and obey. How can you be an instrument of Yah if you do not perform the task in which you was made to do? Yahweh made you. Yahweh's law of you is in his word. You want to know how to operate, you got to listen to Yahweh. And once you hear him, you got to do what he said. But how is he bringing you his word? He said in verse 4, speaking of David, "Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee not shall run unto thee because of Yah thy Elohim and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. But how do you allow that to happen? How do you let this invitation of mercy be accepted by you? We must hearken unto the word of Yah. Are you going to hearken? Are you going to listen to him? What is he telling you to do? Forsake your way. Turn from the wickedness that you performed. Have you committed iniquity? Have you committed sin? What did Yahweh say that you need to do? To be saved, to be redeemed, to be delivered. Is it as hard as you think it is? Isaiah 44. Let me show you what our great merciful Elohim has already accomplished. If you ain't going to listen to the word of Yah, because all I've been bringing to you and all I'm commanded to do and all I've been raised up to do is to deliver you the word of Yah. And if you're not going to listen to what I'm speaking because you don't like my face, the sound of my voice, the stature of my physique, if you don't like what you're looking at or you don't like who you're hearing because of the color of my skin or whatever other reason that has you right now looking at the screen sideways, listening to your speaker with a hard ear, turning it off, or whatever you might have been doing. Are you going to let Yah's word pass you by? I'm going to show you what Yahweh has already accomplished, and you answer for yourself. Do you want to be a part of this? In Isaiah 44, start reading at verse 21, and it states, "Remember these, O Yaakov and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." It's already done. Not through Christ, not through Muhammad, but through Yah. You used to be a homosexual. Stop it. You used to be a thief. Stop it. You used to not keep the Sabbath day. Stop that. You used to serve Christ. Stop it. And just turn away from it. And do what Yah said. What did Yahweh say? It's in Ezekiel. Can you do it? Will you do it? Do you think you got time? in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. Begin reading at the 20th verse, where it states, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But," in verse 21, "but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live." Yahweh did not make this hard at all. What is hard, what is stiff, what is impudent, is our heart. You can read these words. You can hear these words. But will we obey these words? For obedience is better than sacrifice. Will we do this thing? Turn from your wicked way. Is salvation that easy? Is salvation that simple? Is salvation that obtainable? Yes, because it's right here, right in this book. In verse 23, Yah says, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh Elohim, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" Yahweh is that merciful, and his kindness is that loving, that he allows you to return just by listening to him and doing what he says. This is the word of the Most High. This is his word. This is what he's telling us tonight. Listen to what Yah is telling us in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Can we apply Yah's word unto our everyday life? The things that might have seemed alien are starting to be obtainable now. There was a time I read when Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And I said, my goodness, he must have been hungry. But Moses didn't come off that mountain and run to a plate, because you know what we would have done? We would have came off that mountain and ran right to the party that we were having and got a breast or a thigh and said, boy, it's time to eat and turn up. Moses, do you understand? He came down and had to work some more. His brother ain't eat for 40 days and 40 nights. He came down to an idolatrous party. He had to crash the party, break up the fun, separate the wicked from those that was going to do the right thing, exact judgment, correct the people, then go back up to the mountain and fast 40 more days and 40 more nights. That seemed like a superhero task. And here it is. Though we didn't do a 40 day and night straight fast, 40 days for anybody is amazing. And to turn around and do 40 nights, this is something Yahweh has opened up for his people. Because you can apply the word of Yah. Because Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. His word is your life. And in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, it starts off with this very important word, if. Not giving you 100% thing, but letting you know if. Because it's based on you. It's based on us. If. Meaning, you might not choose to do this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. If you humble yourself. Look what Yahweh lets you know if you make this decision. And he's not making you make this decision. He's not forcing you to make this decision. He's not commanding you to make this decision. He's letting you know if you make this decision. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. If you humble yourself. And I know some people believe that you can eat and humble yourself at the same time. Even though the scriptures let us know fasting is a direct method to humbling yourself. So we're fasting now. We're humbling ourselves now. We're doing it after the fashion of our ancestors. If my people humble themselves, and if you're not praying during this time, what you doing? You got to pray to make it through this humble experience. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. See, this condition is based on you humbling yourself and praying and seeking Yah's face. And how do you seek Yahweh's face? And what is Yah's face? It's his light. It's his glory. How do you seek the face of the Most High to where he will turn his face to you? Look what it says in Isaiah. But we're going to come back to that Chronicles because it's part of, are we going to hearken to the word of Yah? But in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, let me show you what Yahweh said. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, Isaiah 45, verse 15, it says, verily, thou art an Elohim that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. See, the Almighty, he hideth himself. You can't see his face. He won't show you his face. He's not turned to you because we're not turned to him. But if you want him to look at you, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that's the first indication to the Almighty that he might need to look at you. If you humble yourself, you know how it is when somebody that don't do right, did you wrong, won't do right. You don't even want to see them. You don't even want to look at them. But if they come with humility, now you're like, oh, okay. You still ain't fully looking at them, but you looking. Then if they start giving you supplications, coming to word, saying things to you that sound pleasurable, that sound right, like in your prayer, now you're looking at them a little closer. Like, oh, okay, I'm starting to listen. And then seek my face. Now they're doing something to try to get you to look at them. Pray. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Yahweh said he hide himself. So you want his face. And back at that 2 Chronicles 7, Yah says, if they humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Now he is looking. Because now you're doing something. Now he can see that you mean it. And you're not going to turn from your wicked ways if you don't listen, if you don't hearken diligently to his word. Are you going to really turn from your wicked ways if you don't hearken diligently? If you just going to listen, say, yeah, that sounds good. But then go right out and order the pork ribs and eat the chitlins and sing the Merry Christmas songs. Now, you're not hearkening to the word of Yah. Yahweh wants you to show forth your action. Are you going to hearken to Yah's word? He said, if you turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You're going to get salvation. You're going to get blessing. You're going to get delivered. You're going to be healed. You want Yahweh to come to you? Well, you got to go to him. And it's not going to happen if we don't actually do it. If we don't actually listen to his word. What is the word of Yah telling you today? It's in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse. And Yahweh's word is telling you, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. Why? Because no one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. Yah's word is in this book. But we can read this book day in, night in, day out, night out, day in and day out. We can read this book and still not see what Yahweh is wanting you to see. Because Yahweh told you, he told all of us that we got to get this word from his messenger. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Malachi, the third chapter, the first verse. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. What do you think his messenger is going to come with? He's going to come with the word of Yah. And where do you think he's going to get this word of Yah from? He's getting it from his book. If you look in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, in verse 14, Yahweh says, I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. How is Yahweh opening your eyes? He's using his word to do it. And who is he bringing his word by? Exactly who he told us he would do it. From his servants. And if we're going to listen or hearken unto the word of Yah, then it is of the utmost importance that we hearken to Yah's servants. And what is Yahweh's servants going to tell you to do? Are Yahweh's servants going to tell you to go against the law of the Most High? Or is Yahweh's servants going to tell you to go with the law of the Most High? We've been taught lies and deceits. We've been given falsehoods and doctrines of men to the point that we don't know our right from our left and our up from our down, our light from our dark, and our truth from our lies. We have been given so many bad doctrines. We don't know what's good anymore. But Yahweh, in his great power, has let you know this. And it's in Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. And the 22nd verse. It states, for Yahweh is our judge. So even though you've been told your Gentile cousin is your judge in the courtroom, that these enemies are your judges, the book out of which Yahweh commanded that you read let you know that Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Not these congressmen and senators that stand up and say, call themselves lawmakers, that beg you to vote for them, to choose them, to appoint them. Then they make laws to oppress you. You've been taught they're the lawmakers, that they're the lawgivers. Yahweh is your lawgiver. He's the one that made the law. He's the one that wrote the law. And you learn that from the book in which he told you to read. For Yahweh is our king. Even though you have all these kings on the earth, all these heads of state, all these presidents, yet Yahweh is our king. He's the one who resides in the office in which you are to be governed by. He is your official. Yahweh is your head. Yahweh is your king. And no, the military won't save you. The church is not going to save you. Christ is not going to save you. But Yahweh will save us. This is what you find out from the book in which Yahweh told you to read. This is what you learn from the servants in which Yahweh has. For it is Yah's servants who even put these words in this book, because Yahweh told them to. Yahweh told the prophet Isaiah to write these words. Look at it. In Isaiah the 30th chapter, the 8th verse, it states, "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yah, which say unto the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." He told Isaiah to write that down. He wrote it. It's evident. It's prevalent. And it's right before you, in your face. And are we going to continue to be this rebellious house? Or are you and I and those who want to hearken to the word of Yah going to turn? Because he's not going to pick everybody. Everybody is not going to make it. But there is a sure way to make the cut. There's a sure way to make it home. There's a sure way to be chosen to be one of Yahweh's elect. It just so happens that one of those ways, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to Moreh Yeshaya. You got to listen to Moreh Naphtali and Moreh Obadiah. We might not be the people you want to hear, but we happen to be amongst Yah's servants. You got to listen to the prophet Isaiah and Ezekiel. And they told you that Christ is irrelevant. You might not want to hear it, but they happen to be amongst Yah's servants. And if you or I want to make it at all, we got to hear the word of Yah. And Yahweh gave his word to his servants to bring to the children of Israel. Look in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. And after you hear the word, you just don't got to sit there and listen. You just don't got to come into the sanctuary on the Shabbat day and sit in the seat and say amen and clap your hands and say woohoo, and that's right, brother, and then walk out and then say that man ain't know what he's saying. No, you got to listen to it and then go and do it. In Isaiah 58, the first verse, it says, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, in the house of Yaakov, their sin." Yahweh told us to tell the children of Israel that they need to listen and do what Yahweh said, because we haven't been listening. We haven't been doing what Yahweh has said. But Yahweh has made it very easy. He has made it very simple. He has made it very practical for you and I to just do what he said. Yahweh told us that we got to keep the Shabbat day. And are we going to do it? What's the instructions of keeping the Sabbath? Look in the book of Isaiah 58, verse 13, where he said, "If thou wilt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day." So whatever pleases you, whatever makes you feel good, whatever thing that you want to do that's all about you, your pleasure, your thing, your desire, you don't do it on the Sabbath. Doing my pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight. Don't just shake your head, rub your head, oh, I got to go to this class or I got to. No, it's a delight. It's the best thing in the week. It's the greatest thing that's about to happen to you this week. The Sabbath day. It's a delight. Are you happy about it? Are you joyful about it? Do you want to sing about it? Do you want to get dressed up good for it and smell good for it? It's the Sabbath day. It's a delightful day. It's an honorable day. It's the holy of Yah and honorable. And you shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. But are we going to do it? Yahweh told us to do it. Are we going to do it? That's Yahweh's word. Are we going to hearken? That's Yahweh's command. Are we going to follow through? Or are we going to make an excuse? I got to say this, even though it ain't on the Sabbath, I just got to say this. Are we going to cause the unrest in our household on the Sabbath? Are we going to do whatever what we like to do that ain't Yah's word on the Sabbath? It's the day that you need to test this out. You want to be saved? You want the sure mercies of David? You want Yahweh to heal you? Let's test it out. Yahweh lets you know if you turn your foot from the Sabbath, from keep doing thy pleasure on my holy day, are you going to do it? Tomorrow is the Sabbath day. If Yah blesses you to wake up, are you going to do it? Because I could tell you right now, if you find a reason not to do it, then you might be who you think you were. But let's prove ourselves wrong. Yahweh told you, he told us, he let us know here in his book, the book of Micah, in the 6th chapter, if I could get to it. He told us here in Micah 6, verse 8, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Yahweh's voice, verse 9, crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, in the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? Yahweh is letting you know, there's no treasure in the house of the wicked. And Yahweh told us, let the wicked man forsake his way. That's what we have to do. It's so sad that we're this stiff-hearted, that we're going to rebel against the Creator, even though he gave us a very easy task to turn from that which is killing us, destroying us, and obliterating us. But this is why we have to humble ourselves. This is why we have to get low. Because this is what Yahweh let us know. in Malachi, the fourth chapter. For behold, the first verse, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wing. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yah of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Remember the law of Moses. Hear the law of Moses, and perform the word of Yah. He let us know all we have to do is hearken diligently unto him and delight our souls in fatness. Incline our ear unto him and hear, and he will give us the sure, make an everlasting covenant with us, even the sure mercies of David. I know that's, and we cannot do it unless we humble ourselves. And if you didn't know what to do to humble yourself, join us in the fast dedicated unto Yah. For we have 38 or 39 more days to go. And you can join us right now, because we want to pray to Yah. We want to seek his face. We want to turn from our wicked ways, because we want him to hear us. We want him to heal us and forgive us. And we want to go home. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Praise the mighty Yah, and shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, or who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Captivity is taken
hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee for falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray in pursuit. Rebellious of the Son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Ye adore Yah, magnify Yah, cut his grace.